everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And this week, we're going to make a start at catching up with all the managers after a busy pre-season across the Northern Premier League. This week, we're going to start off with five managers who've had really good starts to their NPL Premier Division campaigns. Shortly, we're going to be joined by Neil Young, manager at Marine, his counterpart Nathan Haslam at Whitby Town, Craig Lynch, manager at Morpeth, and Jamie Milligan, manager at Bamber Bridge, will be joining us later. But before that, let's go to Ilkeston Town. Ilkeston Town have started their life back in the Northern Premier League Premier Division with two wins from their opening two games. A 3-1 victory away at Mask United on Saturday was followed up with a tremendous result at home to Gainsborough Trinity on Tuesday night, a 4-0 victory for Gary Haywood's side. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Ilkeston Town. It's a big welcome back to the show to Gary Haywood. Well, Gary, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the NPL show. And, well, maximum points from the opening two matches. How's the start to the season been?
Yeah, very good, Ben, to be honest. We thought the Morse fixture was going to be hard because, obviously, only gave us a little time when I came into the club to get a side together, but the lads have done really well and we managed to get the first result. Then obviously Tuesday night we played Gainsborough and was a little bit slow first 20 minutes, but once we got them sorted and organised second half, it was only one side going to win it, so it was good.
And going back to your appointment back in, it was the 1st of August, wasn't it, when the news was announced you were coming back into management at Ilkeston. I mean, yeah. How tricky was that? Because we mentioned it in the preview show. We were expecting, you know, you having to bring in some late recruitment into the squad. The pre-season's disrupted. Were you expecting a start like this? I mean, that's some trick you pulled there.
Well, to be honest, you know, I went in on the Tuesday. Obviously, I rang a few players up and a lot of my lads are all on contracts at different clubs. So when I got the job, there was all that ringing me saying, oh, Gaffer, if we'd have known we'd have come. But I said, look, nothing you can do, but obviously, begged, steal and borrowed a couple from Alfreton and Telford and one or two other clubs that I knew. And we only had two players. And then we had to get 16 signed on before the Thursday. So it was like stopping people in the street. Come and sign this up as a sample. we managed to do it. And then obviously in the week before the game, we had two, because we didn't have any games booked, so we managed to get a game against Notts County under 23s, which we won 1-0, which was a good game. And then obviously we played Port Vale trialists and their academy under 23s, and we beat them 7-0, which gave us a bit of momentum going into the Marsh game. And and then we obviously went to Marsh, got a really good result, and then obviously Tuesday night Gainsborough got another good result. So, like I said to the lads, you know, since I've come in the last, I've only been there 4 weeks, we're looking a lot sharper in training because obviously the lads are really listening to what we're going, you know, what we're doing. And it's paying dividends. And I said to them last night, winning becomes an habit. So, you know, let's not stop this. Let's keep going, working hard and listen to game plans. And that's what we did. Second off at Mars, I set them up right. Second off, Gainsborough, set them up right. They're listening and they're getting the results, which Bolton and the lads have been taking on board very good instructions, and we've been doing well.
No, very, very well indeed. And like I said, congratulations on the excellent start, Gary. I mean, what's your when I ask our manager in this stage of the season, I always say, what was your impressions of the team and stuff like that? But you've already outlined how you've had to reshape it very much on the hoof. But what's your impressions of Ilkeston? Because as a football club, it's a cracking setup. Had a relatively good season last year in the Southern Central. So what's your impressions of the football club more generally?
Yeah, it's a great football club. The fans are absolutely brilliant. Chairman's been good. You know, the committee's been brilliant because obviously, as you know, Ben, I'm the only manager in a wheelchair in the NPL. So I made history in Buxton, only manager to get to first round proper of the FA Cup in a wheelchair. So that would be a quiz question one day. But they've been absolutely brilliant with me. Chairman was unbelievable when he rang me up and offered me the job. I said to him, look, before we start, we need to get the elephant out of the room. He said, what? I said, I'm just letting you know, I haven't got any legs at the minute. And he went, do you manage with your legs or do you manage with your head? There you go, then let's crack on. So he's been absolutely brilliant, Chairman. So I can't fault Ilkeston enough for doing everything they can for me.
And you mentioned, you know, what the chairman said about thinking with your head. And this has very much been the case, hasn't it? You know, thinking, trying to shape this squad. How useful has it been to have the experience that you've got to shape this squad? Because you are finding players where ordinarily people aren't looking. So that goes to show you your experience that you bring to the table here.
Yeah, that's been one of my forties, to be honest with you. You know, finding players and going. I used to go out all the time watching football matches, and I've got friends who still go out. Obviously, I haven't been out a lot, but I still try and keep my finger on the button, if you know what I mean. Anything that's, you know, they'll say, oh, there's a good lad here or good lad there, or have a look at this. And a couple of come over from Australia, one who's been playing professionally in Ireland. So I've got really good contacts, and anything that I think's right, I get them in. Have a look at them. If they do what it says on the tin, then we'll give them a go. But at the minute, we've got a decent start in 15 now, and let's let it long continue. Anything that comes out of step two, then hopefully they'll come to Ilkeston because, you know, we need you, basically.
Two games in, the players, you're learning about the players and the players are learning about you and that kind of thing.
Yes.
But what's... It's a ridiculous question to ask at this stage, given everything that's happened. But what's your expectations for what's possible at Ilkeston in this season back in the NPL Premier Division?
Well, I just take every game on its merit. You know, it's like Saturday, we've got playing against a good Workington side. You know, they had a great start by beating Ashton 5-0. And then obviously they had a bit of a nick-up on Tuesday against Morpeth. But, you know, I expect Workington to be a different animal to the two sides that we've just played, even though Gainsborough, Bish has got them organised and that. But every game on its merit, see where we go, see where we can finish at the end of the season. You know, if we can finish in the top half, or Ben, you never know if you go on a good run. We've done that before, but there's a lot of big, good, very good clubs in the NPL this season. It's a really tough league. So every game on its merit and see where it takes us.
One thing that does help is having firepower. You know, with Walker, he scored 3 goals in his opening 2 matches. I mean, how good has he been?
Jamie Walker's been absolutely superb. Absolutely superb. You know, we've got Nathan Tyson. You look at him, he looks still 28. He's unbelievable. He's still got his speed. But no, Jamie Walker's been absolute different class. You know, we played him, I changed it on Saturday, put him down the middle, scored a couple. And obviously, one was offside. And then the other night, he scored 2 again. Yeah, he's been brilliant, Jamie has. As all the other lads, you know, the defenders have worked hard, and we've took Ross Barrows on loan from Scunthorpe United, who's been superb since he's come in. So, you know, like I say, we're picking players up left, right and centre, and we'll just keep it going. But yeah, the lads have done really well. Can't praise them enough, to be fair.
Yeah, and obviously you mentioned the Workers game this weekend. You've got FC United midweek, Brad Park Avenue away next Saturday for the start of the busy bank holiday weekend. Rough and running, aren't we, Gary? How much are you looking forward to this season, and what's possible now? Now you've got these two opening results.
Yeah, like I said, Ben, you know, it's brilliant. The fans are really buoyant, and, you know, it's really good. And, you know, we trained last night. We had a chat again about, obviously, what Workington will be about on Saturday, and hopefully we'll do Saturday. If we get a result or whatever, then we'll discuss it. And then on Sunday, I'll be on the phone to the lads, reference FC United after I've done my due diligence on them, and we'll go there and hopefully give a good credit of ourselves again. And then again, Bradford Park, Kevin. The games are coming thick and fast this season, as you know, in August time, it always does. So you've got to try and keep a fit squad and keep them working. That's how I look at it.
Well, Gary Hayward, manager of Ilkeston Town, what a start to the season, and big congratulations on the opening 6 points. All the best in the coming matches, and catch up again very soon.
Yeah, Ben, nice to hear from you. Top man, thank you.
Gary Hayward, the manager of Ilkeston Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. So Ilkeston, 2 wins from a possible 2. That sees them second in the league table. Early days, as we all know, but Radcliffe leading the way currently, same number of points as Ilkeston, but they've scored one goal more in the opening two matches. Macclesfield also have a 100% record from their start to the season, 2 wins from 2. But also with 2 wins from their opening two matches, we've got Whitby Town. They started the season with a 2-0 victory over Atherton Colls on Saturday, and they followed that up with a 3-1 victory in West Yorkshire over Guiseley on Tuesday night. And for more now on the mood at the Turnbull Ground on Friday, I caught up with the manager at Whitby Town. It's a big welcome back to the show to Nathan Haslam. Well, Nathan, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to Marine this weekend, just a big congratulations. What a start to the season. Played 2, won 2. How's the start to this campaign gone at Whitby?
Yeah, obviously, it's gone very well. We had a brilliant pre-season. We were unbeaten right the way through. We won every game. And you always think going into the new season, you're always a little bit sceptical what the form's like and when it's for real and the physicality and everything else. But to be fair to the boys, they've carried that on. A really mature performance against Atherton. We weren't at our best, but we found a way with 2 set pieces, which we're not really renowned for. And yeah, we followed that up with a really good win, a strong Guiseley outfit, you know, going 3-0 up and holding out towards the end. So yeah, delighted with it. Makes a big difference. Obviously, start of last season was the absolute reverse. So yeah, I'd rather be at the top end than the bottom end, that's for sure.
I was going to mention that, the fact that there were spells last year, obviously at the start of the year, where it wasn't going so well. But then throughout the season, there was moments of momentum and form. So I suppose the key for you this season was to get off to a better start.
It was. I think credit to the boys as well, because I think during last season, the boys seen those glimpses, what you just mentioned. We never really, after the first 7 games, we always competed. We're always in games. We just didn't score enough goals. And this season, it was about retaining all of those players, if possible, which we managed to do that. We only let a couple go. And it was to add some firepower at the top end. And luckily, you know, the blend, and it's all come together and it's working like clockwork now. The key is obviously the consistency side. We need to keep it going.
And mentioning the squad from last year, you've obviously added to it as well. I mean, how has that process gone of recruitment and getting that firepower up front and filling in the gaps that might have been there last season?
Pretty seamless. I mean, I'm not going to say it was easy. It wasn't. But we got the business done really, really early. Jacob Grattan, I wanted him from November last season when we played against Belper. So obviously when the season finished and he was out of contract, that worked out for us. Greaves, another centre forward at Belper. You know, luckily this team got relegated. So, you know, lads want to play as high as they can. And he scored 69 for Belper towards the end of the season when he signed in February. Joe Wheatley, an established centre midfielder, played at high levels than the one we're at. He had a loan spell with us, loved his time with us. So that one was very easy to get off the line. And we've got a young kid very recently called Alfie Doherty, who has proved to be an absolute inspiration. So it's great, really, for him. And it's added that firepower that we needed at the top end.
Yeah, and 2 games in, and like Richard said at the start, two victories. I suppose the question is has the start met expectations, or are you ahead of the curve? I mean, it is early days, but you must be delighted with how it's gone thus far.
Yeah, you're right. It's only 2 games in, but the expectations for every football club, I don't think it matters what your budget is. Everybody wants to be aiming for the playoffs. There's no point coming into season wanting to be a mediocre team or fighting survival, because, you know, it would question your ambitions, really, I think. But ultimately, for us, as ever, you know, we want to get as close to those playoffs as we can. We've never got there. And to do that, you do need to get off to a fast start. And I just think it's nice for the fans more than anything, because last season, I keep going back to it, but it was a real, real tough time for the football club, myself and the lads. And we showed we had enough to come out of that as a collective, as a group, and that includes the fans. So this season, with 2 wins, it's just nice to see some smile on faces. And you know, that brings along further expectations, if you like. People then think you're going to be winning the league. But, you know, I think we've got to be sensible about it. There's 40 games to go. Yes, we've had a good start. We just need to keep it going. But we're certainly ahead of the curve, that's for sure.
Yeah, and that Tuesday night win at Geisler, I'm imagining a lot of managers in the league will have gone, oh, what's happened here? Because, you know, Geisler, it's a squad with Tom Denton in, Liam Tong, Tom Pratt, Callum Chippindale. It's a good squad, and they've got Paul Phillips in charge there. That's quite a result, isn't it, on Tuesday night?
Yeah, it was a good result, and we knew what to expect. We know they're well invested. They've certainly got a squad that I think should be and will be challenging towards the top end of the table. But, you know, I've just got to give us credit. We went there with a game plan. We changed everything around. I say we changed everything. We made 5 changes from a team that won on the opening game of the season. And they weren't enforced changes, they were tactical changes. And we just thought there was areas that we could exploit Geisler. And we also needed to obviously stop them from doing what they do. And it worked. It doesn't always work that way. Luckily, it did. But yeah, we wanted to surprise them. I think we did that. So, you know, I'm under no illusions, though, that Geisler team. Yeah, we've gone there and won 3-1, but they're going to get better. And with big Tom Denton up there, they're going to cause carnage for a lot of teams this season. So again, they will be up there come the business end, I think.
And that takes us to Saturday's game coming up. We've got Neil Young joining us in a second or two on the show, and this is going to be a real test, isn't it, Marine away, especially how they performed on Tuesday night. So what's your thoughts on this challenge without giving too much of the game plan away?
No, I won't be giving that away. But it's exactly the same as Geisler for us. It's a team that we didn't beat last year. Collectively, Marine beats 2-0 at their place, 3-0 at ours. There's not many teams that do the double against us and do it as comfortably as what Marine did and Geisler did as well. So again, we know what to expect. They're a strong, big team who can play football, but they're physical as well. I think they're very, very efficient. Neil's got them, you know, he's got a good squad together with Sinclair Smith in there as well. Top player to add to what he already had. But we're under no illusions. Tough game on a you know, 3-4G surface with probably 1,500-1,600 fans behind them. It's going to be a bit of a fortress from this season. So we'll go there as honest as we always are. We'll have a game plan. We'll try and execute the game plan. I think that the nice thing is this season, at this moment in time, we're in good fettle. We're confident. We're not going there hoping and wanting to compete. We're going there to win the game. So it's going to be a war of attrition. And may the best team win.
Yeah, absolutely. And that then takes us to the home matches. You've got back-to-back home matches as well coming up. Worksop Town, Ashton United, a decent crowd for the opening day victory over Africa Coles, including, is it 4 parachutists? I think it's 4 parachutists, about 3.
Seven jumping out there.
My goodness, yeah. Some of them must have landed on the cricket club next door then, I'm imagining. But anyway, it was a great way to start the season there with that level of publicity and that side of things. But with results like this, it brings momentum off the pitch as well. So hoping that translates into good boisterous atmospheres for Worksop and Ashton United coming up as well at the Turnbull Ground.
Yeah, without a doubt. Again, they're going to bring their own challenges. I think the biggest thing for any club when they come to Whitby, even in the summertime, it's looking at that weather forecast, you know, what's the weather going to be like. And again, Atherton, you know, it was sunny for probably 2 weeks solid in Whitby. Atherton comes to town and the wind comes, which was a problem for the parachutists, believe it or not. So they've done a good job. But, you know, it's looking good, the weather moving forward. Pitch is in immaculate condition at this time of year at Whitby. It'll make for a good, well, 2 very good contests where I'm sure there'll be a lot of football played.
And last question, Nathan, how much are you looking forward to this season? It's been a good start for Whitby, to say the least. So how much are you looking forward to what's possible at the Turnbull Ground?
Yeah, listen, we're all who's looking forward to football, you know, win, lose or draw. Weekends are, you know, made by what the results on a weekend. And last year we had more losses than wins. So I've got to say it wasn't the most enjoyable, but we keep coming back for more, don't we? And I think this season for us, again, we're optimistic. It just so happens we've had a good start, which, you know, it gives us a good foothold into moving into things. But we've got the FA Cup coming up in the next couple of weeks and the trophy there, things we want to obviously do well in. But with, you know, like every club, we've got to be a little bit lucky with injuries and things like that as well. But so far, so good, Ben, and, you know, long may it continue.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Nathan Haslam, manager of Whitby Town, big, big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to join us on this week's show. All the best in the coming matches and catch up again very soon.
Thanks. Top man.
Whitby Town manager Nathan Haslam there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And as discussed there, next up for Whitby Town on Saturday will be an away trip to Crosby as they take on Marine on Saturday afternoon. For Marine, it's been a decent start to the season. They drew 0-0 with Gainsborough Trinity on Saturday, but on Tuesday night, what a result this was and what a performance. A 5-1 victory for Marine over FC United. And to hear how Marine are shaping up heading into this weekend's match with Whitby Town, on Friday, I caught up with their manager. So welcome back to the show now to Neil Young. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get into your hopes for this season and how pre-season has gone, just a big congratulations for that Tuesday night performance. I'm an FC United supporter. I was at the game, filled with hope and optimism. And wow, Marine, what a performance that was. I mean, how was your Tuesday night?
Yeah, I thought we'd done really well. You know, we came up against a very good, obviously, FC United team, like it always is. You have a brand of football which is very good on the eye, off the back of a great result on Saturday, 2-0 win. So we knew we were going for a tough game. As I say, we work, you know, very hard tactically for each game. We don't just have a certain way of playing. I mean, you know, FC were going to cause us a lot of problems, you know, on the ball because they're very good technically and have a brand of football. But, you know, we lads work hard on what we do, set pieces and trying to press high and nick the ball back where we could. We managed to do that on a few occasions, and you know, sometimes them shots come off, sometimes we end up in row Z in the stand, but you know, on Tuesday nights, most of what we hit on targets went in, and some fabulous finishes, and also must take into consideration the FC goalkeeper as well made some fantastic saves as well.
Yeah, and I urge everyone to go on YouTube and watch the goals, especially Mpala's second goal is a wonder strike. And when it comes to the start of the season, it's two games in, a 0-0 draw on Saturday against Gainsborough at the North Home, as we touched upon here, that victory over FC United on Tuesday. So what's your thoughts on the general start that you've had, your side?
Yeah, I think obviously we've got 4 points. It's a good start. I think I've said to a lot of people, obviously off the back of the result midweek, is not to get too carried away. I'm not downplaying it in any way. Obviously, we're working on certain stuff in training and whatnot, and it's a bit disappointed against games that we never really showed ourselves and what we've been working on. I thought particularly a period after half time we had the opportunity then to go and win the game, and you've got to give Gainsborough a lot of credit. You know, I think their two centre backs are very good, you know, but we had the opportunity then to really take the games, and we didn't do it convincingly enough. Tuesday we improved on that. Obviously the scoreline takes the, you know, obviously it says it was 5-1. I don't think it was a 5-1 game personally, and I think it could have been an 8-3 or a, you know, there was that many opportunities in the game for both teams. And it was a great football match, you know, two different styles, if you like. You know, one team passing it and playing out from the back, and another team looking to play in the counter-attack effectively. And I think both achieved what they wanted to achieve in terms of the style of play. But as I say, from our perspective, and as I say, I'm not downplaying it at all. And, you know, we had a meeting last night, the lads before training. What we're trying to achieve, we're still not where they want us to be in terms of the way we play, and we'll carry on working on that as we go. Because as you know, we are a fairly new squad in the main compared to the last couple of years.
And just talking about that squad, on the bench on Tuesday night, not 100% fit, you know, Darius Osi, Sol Solomon, you still managed to score 5 goals with those players on the bench, because you've got, like we said, Mpala, Will Russ, Finlay Sinclair-Smith. It's a very exciting team going forward. I mean, I'll come to the defence and how good they were on Tuesday in a second, but that forward line there, it certainly shows ambition from the club, because that's a mighty forward line you've got there for this season.
It is, but as a manager, I think whatever league you play, if you can, I always start at the top of the pitch. You know, we struggled last year at the top of the pitch in terms of, you know, fitness. We relied a lot on Sol for a long period of that. To a point at the end when we had a lot of injuries, he was basically carrying the team from a forward perspective on his own. So we had to change that this season, and we've done that in the main. But going back to my point before, you know, we've still got to make sure that we're not dealing with what I call fight balls a lot of. We've got to pass the ball a lot more, because we have got some real good players at the top end of the pitch who are technically very good, and we've got to play to their strengths. And their strengths, as I say, aren't, you know, competing aerially all the time. We're getting better at it, and we don't do enough of it. Most of our goals on, on Tuesday night, excluding obviously the set pieces, which we work hard on, was nicking the ball high. And we have to be able to create more opportunities ourselves through our play. I think that's the key bit. But yeah, we've got some good play at the top of the pitch. Young players as well, you know, in the main, you know, Russie, Manny, and Finn, you know, all under 23, I think, in the main. Obviously, Sol as well, under 23. And as you say, Darius came to us late in pre-season, so still trying to get up to speed and working really hard and training to do that. And we just thought Tuesday was just probably a game too far, as he played a lot of 90 minutes, as we as a management team been trying to get him to where he needs to be from a fitness perspective also for game time.
Yeah, and that's the forward line. The back line, Fort Ferguson and Woodford were brilliant, and you've got Doyle and Wardle at the back. So it's not, you know, it's good at the back, it's good at the front. So with that regard, Neil, and I'm asking you this question admittedly in the middle of August, but what is the expectation for this year based on the squad you've created for this season?
My expectation every year, Ben, for a team out, you know, is to try and win the league. You know, that's the expectation, but that's the expectation, I would think, probably of 70-80% of the clubs in the league. You know, this league's probably as difficult as it's been for a long time with the changeover of clubs like Wiltshire, Ilkeston coming into it. Obviously, you've got, you know, your Max, your Radcliffe's, Rylands, guys, all the teams that were there and thereabouts last year. And I think also this league now has a number of experienced managers in it who've got success at the name. So it gets more and more difficult. Teams you wouldn't expect in the past have had great starts and you don't know what you're coming up against in the main, and there's been some different results. But as you say, it's early days. We always set out to try and win things if we can. But as I said, I'm sure 70-75% of the rest of the clubs in the division are trying to achieve the same. And it's very difficult. There's some real good players in this league, and more importantly, I think there's some real good managers in this league also.
Yeah, and speaking of those good managers, on Saturday, you've got Nathan Haslam coming to town. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on this game against Whitby on Saturday?
Tough game. You know, they've gone back-to-back six-pointers. You know, Whitby's always a difficult place to go. So last Saturday's result, you think, yeah. But then midweek, you've gone to Guiseley, which is a real tough place to go and win. Paul put a real good side together there. And, you know, to go and win there, like they have, shows they're in a good place. I've watched the game back, played some real good stuff. They'll leave a good, you know, they try and play where they can, but they also can go longer when they need to. So pragmatic in the way that they play. It's a tough game, as I say, they're all tough, but with they'll be on a real high. 6 points, and more so, as I say, that win at Guiseley, which is always a tough place to go, I think, to win football matches.
Yeah, and then you've got Hyde on Tuesday, Matlock on next Saturday. So we're off and running, aren't we?
Up and running, mate, and everyone you speak to will have a difficult game around the corner. There's no gimmies. They're all tough games, and all you've got to try and do, I think you've got to make sure you try and win your home games, if you can, and see what you can nick away from home. People say, oh, you know, we're playing so-and-so. Every game's tough. You've just gone through our next three games there, and add Basford for that, for the fourth one, I think on the bank holiday. You know, they're all tough games. We've just got to prepare the best we can. Try and get as many lads fit as we can. You mentioned Sol Solomon before. You know, we're a bit frustrated that we can't get him back fit. He's very frustrated as a lad because he's our leading goal scorer, and we know what he brings to the team and to the squad. But everyone also will have a hard luck story or an injury that they need back. So we're all in the same boat. It's a tough league. And I think, I know it's cliches and I don't like cliches, but we've just got to concentrate on Whitby at the moment. We've had a great start to the season.
Well, Neil Young, a big congratulations for the start to this campaign with Marine. Big congratulations for the opening 4 points, and all the best in the coming matches, and catch up again very soon.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks, mate.
Neil Young, the manager of Marine, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. So the top five after two games: Radcliffe top, Ilkeston, Macclesfield, Whitby Town, and finishing off the playoff positions in these early stages of the season, we've got Marine. But just outside the playoff spots after two matches, we've got Morpeth Town. Morpeth Town with an unbeaten start to the season, a 2-2 draw on Saturday to kick things off away at Basford United. And then on Tuesday night, what a result, a 3-0 victory at home to Workington AFC. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Morpeth Town to hear how things are going after this unbeaten start to the season. It's a welcome back to the show now to Craig Lynch. Well, Craig, a big thank you for joining us, and congratulations for a very good start to the season. 4 points out of a possible six, and a good result on Tuesday night at home to Workington. So how's the start to the season gone at Morpeth?
Yeah, Yeah, thanks for having us on again, Ben. Yeah, it's been great. Like you said, Tuesday was a massive result for us. We were done against Basford by a really poor decision, first game of the season, but I'm still happy with a point because it's always difficult. It's our furthest trip. It's a 400-mile round trip. So to come away with a point to get our season started was great. And then we obviously knew on Tuesday night against Work and it was going to be a tough task. We'd scored 10 in the last two games and not conceded. So we came into it. We prepared the lads as best as possible, but the lads were brilliant. It was probably, I think I said after the game, it's the best performance I'd seen in 6 years I'd been in Morpeth. And we knew we had to be that good to beat a really strong Workington side. So it's filled us with a lot of confidence early doors, and we've got to take it into the game tomorrow against Matlock.
And a player who's shown a lot of confidence in this opening two matches is Andrew Johnson. Two goals on Tuesday night, following up his goal against Basford. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on his start to the campaign?
Yeah, it's been great. I've had you back. Last season, we didn't get him until after Christmas. He had a really bad injury in pre-season last year. So he came back around Christmas time. And then, look, he's at the back end of his career now, so you don't just come back from being 5 or 6 months out injured and come back into the ground running. He probably's got going the last 4 weeks of the season, and he's had a really good pre-season up to date, and he's come back really flying. We've got some good, young, energetic lads around him and around a few others to go with their quality and experience, and hopefully we can continue the start into the next few games, because we've got a tough couple of weeks now. We've got Saturday, Monday, 2 weeks run, and again, if you're in the Premier League, you're going to have a big man just complaining about it's too hard. We're talking non-league footballers playing Saturday, Monday. So look, whatever we get out the next 2 weeks will be credit to all the lads that are playing, and we've got to give it our all.
And just speaking about the start of the season, and to take it back to pre-season, there's been some very good signings, in my humble opinion. And when we discussed it last week, you know, we were talking about, you know, the likes of Will Jenkins, Sam Hodgson, Woomwell joining. So, I mean, how's pre-season gone at adding to what you had last year and making sure you've got a squad which can have a start like it's had now?
Yeah, of course. I've said a couple of times recently that football moves in cycles, and Morpeth's always been the chairman's, he's loyal, he'll give players contracts, but you've got to cut that cord at some point, and that's what we've done over the last couple of years. We've had great players, great stalwarts for the club, but we have to move on, and we've got to get the next batch of players in. And within the last two seasons, we brought in 8 lads under the age of 25, and we've kept the lads who I think have still got a lot to offer. Like we just said, AJ, got Nobbs, Ryan Donaldson, Jeff Henderson, Reedy, Mickey Turner, a lot of lads that have been here for a while, and we've added to it, and we've brought in 6 lads that aren't happy being at the level they are. If you want to push on, and they're the lads that I want, if it's hopefully with Morpeth, takes them to the next level. If not, we can move on to another club that's higher up. And if you do that, that means you've done well for us. So it's a win-win, and that's the type of players we've got to be trying to aim at to get into the club. Boys are not coming for a big one paycheck in the final career. Boys that want to come and earn the money, and we get value for money, and that's all we can ask for, and that's what we've looked to do in the last two seasons. And hopefully, from what I've already seen, it's gonna come to fruition this season. Fingers crossed.
And that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, when we spoke last season, one thing that was noticeable about Morpeth is that the pieces were there. It was just missing something. And do you feel like you've got that something now? Because it was a good team you had last year. And do you feel like it's got enough now to go further up the table?
I really would hope so, Ben. It's early doors. We've got 40 games left. But from what I've seen so far, like said to the lads, it's gonna take a good team to be better than what Workington were on Tuesday night. I really thought Workington played some great stuff. Real energetic team. We want to play the ball out at every opportunity. Every player's comfortable on the ball, and we obviously match them to win 3-0. So that's give us real good confidence for the rest of the season. And look, we're going to come against teams that are going to put it on us. We're not going to play out from the back all the time, but we've shown that the energy levels that we put in on Tuesday night, we wear GPS vests for lads, get the stats. And I'm a believer in, obviously, the eye football. We want to, the eye doesn't lie for me, but when you look at the stats and some of the running the boys done on Tuesday, it gives you confidence. You've got facts there. You can give them stats. I can see how we do on the ball, but it gives us a real confidence, and that's all I can ask. We've showed the fans. We had 400 there on Tuesday night, which is probably close to a record for a Tuesday night game for us. So hopefully Saturday, the fans want to come back because we've really seen what we're trying to create in Morpeth. And look, I've said everyone's the same boat. Non-league footballers, you can't ask for that every week because we're not robots. The boys aren't robots, but we know what we can do. We know how far we can go this season. But we've just got to try and keep a level of consistency, and we should have a pretty positive season.
And like you've already mentioned, it is early days, but it's a very encouraging start. What do you think is possible? Because the other thing that we spoke about last season was you were trying to reshape the team, and it was a transitional season last season. So this start you've had, you must be really encouraged that it is going in the right direction.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, everyone's in the same boat, but last Saturday, first game of the season, we had 7 missing. Tuesday night, we had 5 missing. So I'm sitting there thinking, geez, we get some of these boys back and we get a real squad and we've got a real chance. Just the hope is that we can get these lads back before we get any more injuries, because that's really going to be an issue. So it's going to be trying to juggle and manage the team as best as possible. Like I said, Saturday, Monday, for anybody's difficult. So we've got to try and look after the lads, try and get lads back. We've got a couple of lads come back from holiday, a couple of lads that aren't far away injury-wise. So we can't afford any more missing. We've got a couple of lads that have signed non-contracts with us, a couple of younger lads that have been training with us that look really good. And we're just trying to get that balance right to get us through the next 4 games. And then at the end of August, we're 6 games into the season, and we'll have a look to see how we're doing. But I seen somebody put on Twitter the other day, a fan put on, we've got more points already than what we did have after 8 games 2 seasons ago. So look, we're trying to move the club forward. There's been a lot of change off the pitch, and I think that's benefited on the pitch. We've done some good recruitment, and we just got to try and keep that level of consistency going as long as possible, and try and get as many points on the board to take us to the final part of the season, and hope that we're far enough away from relegation and we're looking up to the playoffs.
Yeah, and to the next game, obviously Matlock this weekend at Morpeth, Bradford Park Avenue on Monday night away, Warwick St Rylands. Welcome back to the Northern Premier League, this is, isn't it? Classic.
Yeah, of course it is. It's non-stop. I really don't understand why the league don't start a week earlier, but there'll be a reason for that, I'd imagine, because like it's unfortunate that we've got Bradford so early in the season, because we play the away game, home games on a Monday night. So look, it's going to be a difficult one, but look, if the lads get 3 points on Saturday, then we'll go into the Bradford game full of belief. But Matlock's a very strong team. We already finished the league last year, and no one, I think they would probably say the same. We wouldn't expect to be in the playoffs, and in the first 2 games haven't gone their way, but I know how good of a side we are. I know how hard to beat we are usually, and we had some good games last season against them and over the season. So we're going to have to bring the same level of energy and performance that we did against Workman on Tuesday, and if we do, then I believe that we'll take the game to Matlock. It's a long way for Matlock to come, so we've really got to hit the ground running on 3 o'clock on Saturday.
And last question, Craig, it comes across loud and clear in this interview. You know, it's been a very encouraging start to the campaign, but how much are you looking forward to what's possible this season at Morpeth Town?
Yeah, like I said, everyone will say the same, consistency is key in this league, because there's so many good teams in now. Look at Macclesfield and Radcliffe, the starts we've had. And then you get FC United, convincingly win the first game, but then you get beat heavily off Marine. And then I could go through the whole league. Ilkeston have started great, Mask haven't got going yet, but we've got some great players. It's a difficult game. We've just got to focus on every game as it comes. We had a lot of, me personally, my first year in management last season, had a really big learning curve when we lost 6 on the bounce. So we've got to learn from that. Hopefully I have learned from that, and I've got to do all I can. There's going to be low points along the season, of course there is, but for me, people say don't take the highs too high and the lows too low, but you've got to enjoy the highs, because you put so much work into it, you put so much effort into it. And on Tuesday night, it was one of the best nights I've had in the game as a manager, because of how well the lads did. And look, whatever happens this season, the start, there's only been 2 games, but it showed us what we're capable of. Like I said, working, it was a great test because of how well they had done in the first game and how we finished pre-season off. So look, for me, it's hard to set targets in the division because of how many good teams we are. So we've just got to keep taking one game as it comes. And and wherever we finish at the end of the season, hopefully it's around the playoffs. But the main aim is for me is to stay in the division, because this is a proper football division now. Great management in the division, great players, and whatever comes to after 42 games, it usually tells the truth. So I want to be in around the playoffs and try and finish as high as possible for the club.
Well, Greg Lynch, manager of Morpeth Town, big congratulations for that victory on Tuesday night and the good start to the campaign. All the best in the coming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ben. Always a pleasure to be on. Thank you.
Craig Lynch there, manager of Morpeth Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And lastly, for this week's show, we've got Bamber Bridge. Like Morpeth and all the other clubs that we've had on the show this week, they remain unbeaten after the start of the campaign. A 0-0 draw away at Matlock Town on Saturday was followed up on Tuesday night with a 2-0 home victory over Hyde United. And on Friday, I caught up with the manager of Bamber Bridge. It's a welcome back to the show now to Jamie Milligan. Well, Jamie, a big thank you for joining us. And first things first, big congratulations for that 2-0 win over Hyde United on Tuesday night. A relatively good start for Bamber Bridge in the opening two matches. How's things going?
Yeah, it's been hard over summer. Obviously, we've lost some big players. Recruiting's been a struggle, but we've got there in the end. We've got some good, young, hungry lads that are willing to work hard and get better and improve. So, yeah, just get on with it. It happens, doesn't it? We haven't got the resources to keep them players, which... we all know that, and the teams that are paying more money than us just come and snatch them off you, which is fine. That's football. You just got to get on with it and recruit and go again. But yeah, we had a good pre-season up and down. We had some tough fixtures. Found a little bit about the group, a couple of nights out. I think you find more about the group on a night out, to be honest with you, Ben. but it's been a good start. We Matlock 0-0 away. We probably should have won that, if I'm honest with you. We had three or four good chances, and they went down to 10 men. We just couldn't finish the final chances, but good result against Hyde on Tuesday night. Another game that could have gone either way. We didn't really start too well first half an hour. They had a couple of chances, and then we got a little bit closer to them, made it a little bit harder for them, and we come out 2-0. It was a good performance.
And you know, touching upon those two results there, I mean, Matlock obviously finished in the playoffs last season. Hyde, very unfortunate not to finish in the playoffs. So, you know, getting 4 points out of them in the opening two matches, that's not bad at all, really.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said after the game, so lads, they were disappointed. I said, listen, if on the way down, they would have took a point. So you've got to be disappointed, which is good. It's good that they're disappointed, because they know they should have won the game. But we'd have took it before the game, and would have been taking 4 points from our first two games. 100%, we didn't win off any of our first four games last season, so we'll take it.
And you mentioned the up and down nature of the pre-season. I mean, just... I'm sorry to bring this up, but you know the way last season finished and the phenomenal campaign you had, and then to have, you know, some of those players who did so well last year depart the club, that's taken a lot, I'm going to suggest, from yourself and the coaching staff to rebuild a squad the way you have done, given what happened last year, and to have the start you've had. I think all credit to everyone, really, at Bamber Bridge for what's been achieved.
Yeah, it was heartbreaking, I'll be honest with you, to lose the way we lost. It was heartbreaking, but... we got over it. We had to get over it and just carry on. But really, when you look at it, the season before that, we missed out on the playoffs by a point. And then the next season, we missed out in the playoff final. Really, I should be getting back to go again and be able to keep these players. But unfortunately, I've just not got the resources to do that. So I've had to go a different way and get the young lads in and coach them and make them better. And listen, I've still got aspirations to manage higher. I'm not going to hide that. I want to manage at a higher level. But at the minute, I've got to concentrate on coaching these lads to play a certain way and see if we can pick as many points up as we can and enjoy it along the way.
You mentioned the young players, that you've underpinned it as well with the likes of Michael Potts and Adam Dodd coming in. How important is that blend of having, you know, experience with the younger players that you're trying to coach up?
Yeah, it's massive. Like you look like last season, we had Nathan Pond. The season before that, we had Marty Yates, and it's vital we have these experienced lads. And I've played with Doddy and Potsy, and I can trust them both. They know what I'm like, they know what I want, and they'll help these young lads. They're not the sort of pros that will shout and scream. These young lads will help. They'll help them along the way, like I will, and my staff as well. So yeah, like you say, it's vital that we have a bit of experience in there.
And just touching upon your expectations for this season, I mean, Swamper. predicted Bamber Bridge would make the playoffs last season. The trick is that everyone's kind of expecting you to do well now, isn't it? And that comes with its own pressure.
Yeah, I think so. I think last season we had a little bit of a free hit because no one really expected us to do as well as we did. I think we were might have been favourites, one of the favourites to get relegated. So yeah, there is a little bit of added pressure this season on the club, but not on the players. I say to the players all the time, there's no pressure on you at all. You go out and play the way I want you to play, and if the results go bad, then I'll tell you that. I'm not bothered. It doesn't bother me.
And with that regard, I mean, it's August. I don't know why I'm asking questions like this to managers, but what are your expectations for what's possible at Bamber Bridge? Because it's a good start, certainly a good first 11. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on what's possible?
Yeah, I think we still need probably three or four in. The squad's a little bit light at the minute. And then the minute you start picking one or two injuries up, that's when you can really struggle in non-league football. I've seen it before. It's like the clubs that have got good budgets and stuff, they can load the squads with depth. Which is fair enough. I'd do the same if I had that sort of budget, but we just haven't, so we've got to rely on loans again, favours, young lads coming in and doing a good job.
And just looking ahead to the matches that are coming up, we're recording this on Friday. You've got Bradford Park Avenue at home tomorrow, Mask away on Tuesday, then Gainsborough away the following Saturday. I mean, what's your thoughts on the upcoming matches and what's possible?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Bradford Park Avenue is going to be tough. I've watched their last game. It is going to be a tough game for our lads. There's no hiding in that, but we're at home, so we need to take it to them. And then and Tuesday night's a trek to Mask. I think we're setting off at 3 o'clock, so that's going to be a bit of a trip. And then Gainsborough on Saturday, but we know what targets we need out of these next three games, and we're confident enough. I don't see why we can't go and win the next three. That's just the way I am.
And with that drive and determination, like you've mentioned in this interview, Jamie, I mean, how much does it drive you on what happened in that player final to actually try and go one better this time round, if possible?
Yeah, massively. I've said to the lads, I want that again. I want a taste of that again because I don't manage at football to just be mediocre and just get through it. I want to push myself and win and push myself out of my comfort zone all the time. And I want the players to do that as well. So, yeah, I've got massive ambitions and I love football. It's simple as that. I just love football. So, just that's it, really. That's my drive.
And just a final thought just about Bradford Park Avenue tomorrow. I mentioned the fact, you know, Matlock in the playoffs last year, Hyde United just missing out. Bradford Park Avenue, obviously, in the league above. This week that we've just had, if you include the Saturday game tomorrow, it's going to be a good indication of just how well things are going at Bamber Bridge, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'll be honest with you, pre-season I was a little bit worried because we never really had our full team out in any pre-season game. So I was a little bit in the back of my mind thinking, way off what we were last season. But when you start getting lads back and together and fit again and your squad starts building, you sort of see an improvement like in a week sort of thing. So it's good that the young lads, they need to keep learning, they need to keep listening to little bits of detail and positionings on the pitch where I want them. And when they get it, I think they'll click because they're a good, honest set of lads who absolutely work for each other.
And last question, Jamie, how much are you looking forward to this season? Now we're off and running. You know, we mentioned the away travelling that's coming up for yourselves in the coming days, but how much are you looking forward to this challenge at Bamber Bridge this season?
Yeah, I love it. There'll be ups and downs. We're going to lose games, we're going to win games. It's one of them. But one thing I've said to the lads is I'll never hold a grudge on anybody making a mistake. It's forgotten about. So what they can't do is they can't go into a game, be scared of making mistakes, because I've never had a go at any player for making a mistake. And they're going to make mistakes because of the way we try and play, which I'll take the blame for that. They know that. And I think they enjoy it because I'm just honest with them, tell them how it is.
Well, Jamie Milligan, manager of Bamber Bridge, big thank you for joining us on this week's show. Congratulations for that win midweek against Hyde United, and all the best in the coming games.
Brilliant. Cheers, Ben.
Jamie Milligan there, manager of Bamber Bridge, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. So that's all the teams currently with a zero in their loss column after the opening couple of rounds of matches in the Pitching In NPL Premier Division. Next week, we'll be inviting some more managers on to have a catch-up with how the start to the season has gone for their respective clubs. In the meantime, you can keep up to date with all the latest goings-on from the Northern Premier League by visiting the website www.thenpl.co.uk. A big thank you to all my guests this week for joining me, but I'm Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. You take care. Bye-bye.